You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
On with the show, this is it.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I, C, say A.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Good day, hello, and how are you? I'm Ron Edwards, and welcome to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Yep, it's a great day in the neighborhood. Very nice weather today, temperatures in the mid-70s and perfect sunshine, low humidity. You can't get better than that this time of the year, I tell you. You know something? You know how there are varying skill levels when it comes to imitations. And a lot of people try to do imitations of John Wayne and many other people. But there's one imitation that everyone can do and perfect. It's one of Uncle Joe Biden standing there with a blank stare on his face. Just anytime you feel like imitating Joe Biden, just get up, stand up, and don't move for 3 minutes. I'm looking at this picture of him at a Juneteenth celebration at the White House. And everyone is dancing and, you know, swaying back and forth and clapping or whatever, celebrating Juneteenth. Boy, okay. And he's just all of a sudden, he freezes. And he's just staring off into the distance, mouth open, with a smile. And he just stands there. And this is the leadership of the United States of America. You know, no wonder the border's open. He holds his mouth open all the time. Anyway, good news around the world. Macron, he was trounced by populists, immediately calls for snap national elections. And it's not going to help him, though. The populist National Party got twice as many votes as the governing group of Emmanuel Macron's globalist pig centralist in the European Parliament election, prompting Macron to immediately dissolve the national parliament and call for fresh French elections in a bid to regain authority for the remainder of his presidential term. In other words, he's going to keep calling for elections until he gets the total that he wants. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? That happened in the last election cycle in many states. They kept counting. All of a sudden, Trump votes disappeared. Suddenly, Joe Biden votes appeared. And, of course, the normal collection of dead people and pets and illegals voting. The good news is that hundreds of thousands of illegal votes have been found in Arizona and Pennsylvania and elsewhere. And hopefully the Republicans and others have been doing a much better job of shoring things up so that they're huge cheating scandal will not be repeated in the upcoming elections this November. So what do you think, guys, think about the situation with Hunter Biden? He's convicted of 3 charges, and I think between the 3 of those charges, he could face up to 25 years in prison. But see, this is a bunch of bull, capital S with a hit. The real crimes that Hunter and Joe should be on trial for are the money laundering schemes, the deals the underhanded deals that Hunter made to protect his dad and gangster James Biden, the things that he did illegally, allegedly, with money, with connections to foreign governments. And, of course, the fact that Xi Jinping has Uncle Joe's testicles on his desk in a jar. And here we are. And the thing is, I know you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I was actually hoping that they would have acquitted Hunter Biden. The reason why is because now they're probably going to turn around and say, well, if Hunter can go to jail, so can Trump. And they want the pleasure of throwing Trump in jail for about a year, get him out of the way, so that they can continue on their mission to destroy this country. But I think this would continue to backfire on the Democrats and the RINOs, because everything that they do to Trump increases Trump's popularity. And more people are actually listening to Trump's good policy measures. And that was genius the other day at the rally when he announced that he would immediately push for no taxes for those who earn tips, for instance, waiters and waitresses. And I thought that that's an idea whose time has come. That should have happened a long time ago. In fact, the only thing that should be taxed, in my humble opinion, are sales, consumption tax. I mean, if we were just to have a consumption tax system, imagine the popularity that would, I mean, the prosperity that would break out. And that would also be a very popular innovation. Now, getting there would be difficult because so many people are psyched out into believing that, oh, we have to have property taxes in order to pay for whatever local developments and all of that. But that's not true. Even though property taxes are used to fund school systems, stadiums, etc. But see, here's the thing that people ignore. Some ignore purposefully and others ignore out of ignorance. The thing is, if you get rid of all of these taxes that are unconstitutional anyway and in the way, there would be so much more prosperity and also reduce certain regulations, as Trump did do in his first term, that there would be so much prosperity that, for instance, NFL owners would not dare think about going to cities and say, well, in order for us to remain in your city, you're going to have to cough up half the money for a stadium. They would have the money easily to pay for it themselves. And museums and things of that nature. I love museums. I love things of that nature. But if you want these things to stand alone and to be prosperous, we've got to get rid of all of this gook, economic gook, that's in between working and the end result of working and the end result of things that many times we have taken for granted. And it is wrong to depend on the owner of a house to pay for school systems. What about all the grandparents who own their homes and are still paying taxes for schools? That's not right. What about parents who have children that they're homeschooling or sending to a private school? Why should they have to use their property taxes to pay for something that they're not even utilizing? I mean, there's just common sense, my friends. So, would like to get your thoughts on this. You know, maybe I am barking up the wrong tree, but I don't think so. It's just that most Americans are so conditioned and to the way things are. And a lot of times you bring up these kinds of ideas and it's like, whoa, they don't get it. There's an effort in the state of Michigan to get rid of property taxes. And maybe 45% of the people that are spoken to, they back up and say, wait a minute, we have to have property taxes for this, that, and the other. Well, if that were true, why is it that in a little city called Rochester, Michigan, where they had property taxes in the mid-1950s when that community was founded, and they voted then to never raise the property tax rates above what it is in the 1950s? And so by today's standards, it's probably pennies, right? But yet, that particular city has a huge surplus, and all of their roads are as smooth as glass. So don't tell me that, oh, Ron, if you get rid of property taxes, things will get worse. No, they would get better, because government would be more inclined to watch its budget and deal wisely in a way that community would be prosperous, and more tax revenues than they could think of would come in, which is the case in Rochester Hills, Michigan. I'm Ron Edwards. You're not. We'll be right back after this.
Ron Edwards,
the new voice of America.
Ron Edwards, American Experience, a charter member of the emerging new mainstream media.
The best offense is a great defense. Clean slate. TheRootBrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. TheRootBrand.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today and push those toxins away.
Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com to make your purchase. Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's for U.S. Ron. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
Voice your opinion on the Ron Edwards hotline at 985-218-0185. Again, 985-218-0185.
This is Tony Guzmano live in Detroit, Michigan with the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Yes, indeed. We are live in Metro Detroit. This is Ron Edwards. You're not. Thanks for joining me from throughout America and around the world. We do appreciate everyone who tunes in and hope you enjoy the show as much as I enjoy doing it. Yes, indeed. By the way, we're being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. It is the most delicious and most smooth coffee you can purchase, and it's not ruined by chemicals either. No, it's not. Simply go to theronedwards.com and check out the coffee display there. Make your purchase and remember to use RE10 promo code to receive a 10% discount on the most delicious coffee on earth, which makes it the coffee you want in your cup. Well, folks, it's that time. Ding, 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 ding. Let's talk to our guest. His name is Tony Guzzomato. He is, I call him the Southern Border Expert. He served 30 years in our great military in the Marine, Semper Fi, and he is here. Hello, Tony, and welcome.
Hey, welcome, Ron. How you doing, sir?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thanks for joining us today. Well, you know something, I want to turn our attention immediately to the border situation. Why I wish I had been in the same room with you when Uncle Joe announced his new policy that is supposed to cut down, wink, wink, illegal border crossers coming into our country. What say you?
You know, first of all, Ron, I want to say it was amazing to be with you June 1st. We had a great event out there in Western Wayne County. And I'll tell you, it's always a great pleasure to converse with you and get your wisdom out there. And I think it was just, I just want to say it was amazing to have you there in person. Great time.
But thank you. It was you. And by the way, your presentation was spot on and very, very. It needs to be gotten out there so that millions of Americans can see your presentation. You know, it's done in such a way that no one can deny. When you talk about the southern border, you know, those people that want to ignore this crap, you put them in a corner, sir, where they can't ignore it because you have the evidence right there and you present it in such a great way. And I want to thank you for what you're doing.
I appreciate that. You know, one thing that nobody can deny, the United States government right on the CBP.gov website is telling you 7.2 million illegals entered the U.S. under the Biden administration. That's an amount greater than the population of 36 states. And that's just unheard of. And you can't deny that because your U.S. government is telling you that. So for all the deniers out there, they don't even understand that that's your government, the current administration, the Joe Biden administration is telling you that that amount of people have come across. And that's not even talking about the amount of gotaway people who they engaged versus like through a sensor, through a sighting. There was 1.8 million known gotaways. You see what I mean? That's bigger than the state of New York, or rather the city of New York. And when you put that together, nearly 10 million immigrants have crossed into the U.S. illegally during the Biden administration. But check this out. We don't even know what the number is of the ones that haven't tripped a sensor, who tripped an agent, who tripped some type of camera. So we have no idea. So we know that number is even bigger than the 10 million that the Biden administration is even reporting. But, you know, and I'll tell you another thing, is that compared to the largest U.S. state, at 7.3 million number, that's about 18.7% of California's population of 39 million, 23.9% of the entire state of Texas and its 31 million residents, and 32% of the population of Florida, and 37.3% of New York, and it's more than half the size of Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Ohio. And you got to wonder, where are all these people going, and what impact are they going to have on the American way of life, sir?
Yeah, and that's where I'm very concerned, because you have all these individuals that have been flooded into our country. And I understand that Uncle Joe is bringing them in, and because he knows that he is not very popular. And so, I you know, here's the thing. Maybe you can explain this to me before I make the original point that I was going to. But maybe you can tell me just straight away how in Sam Hill that can Uncle Joe and the rest make it so that these illegals break the law and vote in the upcoming election? And that's why one of the main reasons why he brought them into this country, and also at the same time, I believe that he brought all these men into this country to try to beat down we, the American people, who are beginning to, well, you know, really, well, we've been tired of this stuff, but are starting to get a little more active, because the police are no longer told to protect us, to serve and protect us. Not because they don't want to, but because many local governments say, hey, you don't need to go unless someone is shot or killed. So we're not getting protection by the police. They're only there for writing tickets or whatever. So we are forced to protect ourselves. And I think they're being brought in to offset the millions of veterans who are out there who know what to do. What say you?
You know, Ron, I can't even argue with you. You got to start questioning what's really going on. What's the motive? And I'll tell every one of your listeners out there who are in doubt, because I know there's people out there that are in doubt, just go right to the CBP.gov website. All the statistics are laid out directly from the Biden administration. They're telling you the numbers. There's almost daily reports, quarterly reports. All those numbers are in there, and you got to really wonder, where is all these criminals that are coming in? Because everybody coming in here is not, I'm a humanitarian, Ron, just like you are. You'd give your shirt to somebody, and you'd give someone some water if they were thirsty. But the thing is, these are not all good people that are coming across the border. This is a racket going on that the cartel is running, and they're using our tax dollars to keep this racket going. And at what point is everybody going to say, enough's enough, and let's shut down these non-government organizations? They're actually advertising in other nations for people to come here. That's got to be put to a stop. It has to be.
Yeah, because if it's not put to a stop, we're done. And if you look at history, one of my favorite countries of the past, of course, is Rome. Because of the greatness of Rome and the things that they put in motion, like the ability to pave roads and buildings and the beautiful designs and things of that nature. And in fact, they were one of the first states to have running water, both hot and cold, by the way, and things of that nature. And the decline of Rome was accelerated when the barbarians sacked Rome itself, because that government went to Nutsville and they let in all these people from around the world. And by the way, when you bring up the numbers of people coming into this country, it does not matter if an illegal border crosser is coming here to do good or not. See, that should not even be brought into consideration. If you broke the law, you broke the law, whether your motivation was good or not. Not only should you go away, whether you're good and well-intentioned or not, because that to allow an illegal in, doesn't matter if they were as perfect as Mother Teresa, okay? That means they're getting in the way of the 1.5 million that come into this country legally. And by the way, one final point. 1.5 million legal immigrants into this country is far too many, especially when you consider the government has persuaded generations upon generations of Americans to kill off their own babies, which now you have two illegal border crossers, not counting the legal ones, for every new American birth. I got to hold it right there, Tony, because we're up against a hard break. But, I just want you to go over those points and remind me of what I said when we get back from the break, okay?
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Be right back on this, the Ron Edwards American Experience.
The myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience. Constitutional grounds.
the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Have you noticed how every solution to problems devised by mostly Democrat local, state, and federal government administrations usually involve a high level of stress and inconvenience for us taxpayers? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's Page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the burdensome nature of local, state, and federal government administrations is by design. Most officials are in lockstep with globalist entities such as World Economic Forum, United Nations, The Who, which are all focused on indoctrinating humanity, as most of us have known. The destruction of the nuclear family, social media replacing real human interaction, the onslaught of moral relativism. Children are allowed by weak parents to be indoctrinated to believe that their sex is a choice. The UN command to reduce traffic lanes in order to contribute to frustration of drivers who end up wasting more petrol via prolonged idling. The increased frustration brought on by the state is part of the effort to remove God's design and replace it with globalist domination through cultural grooming, destruction of faith in God and the nuclear family. Time for a counter-revolution. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, to find out where. Go to theronedwards.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-794-1891. 800-794-1891. That's 800-794-1891.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, the talk show that celebrates America and reminds everyone she's worth fighting for. Join me, host Ron Edwards, and also don't miss a daily page from the Edwards Notebook commentary right here on
K-Star Talk Radio Network.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
VARA Network.
PBS Network.
LibertyTalk.fm.
And now, a Ron Edwards American Experience public service announcement.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy. And so is mine. Only girls can be the mommies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy. And so is mine.
This has been a Ron Edwards American Experience public service announcement.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Can you feel liberty breaking out throughout the world? Millions and millions. I think it's over 400 million people voted in the EU, and they're overthrowing the onslaught of leftist policies in various nations, France, Germany, England, etc., etc. Does that portend what could and will happen here in the United States on November 5th of this year? I think it does. I think that the world is still inspired by President Trump, and they are preparing the way so that when the United States does once again have a real president in Donald Trump, he'll have governments and individuals that he can work with to once again improve our conditions around the world. That's just the way I view it, but, you know, and I'm rarely wrong anyway. So anyway, let's move on. Our guest today, Anthony Guzzomano, he's here joining us. And thank you again, Tony, for joining us. And now before the break, I said several things, amongst them concerning our border and situations therein, and how we, you know, we have no choice but to demand putting a kibosh on illegal border crossing. And if it were up to me, sir, I would reduce greatly legal immigration, because at the rate Americans are killing off their children through abortion, et cetera, and others choosing not to have children until later in life and in their early 30s or whatever, the birth rate in our country, as in most Western so-called civilized nations, is very, very low, being replaced by illegal border crossers, and even in populations that are legally immigrating into those countries, Muslims, they're growing like rabbits. And they're saying, hey, we're taking over. So we need to show these groups like the Islamists. First of all, we need to tell them back up, and we need to show them that we mean that by not allowing them in our countries. What say you?
You know, that is so true, Ron. And I also want to add, everybody out here has to remember, every time you cross the border illegally, you're breaking the law. You are breaking the law. And not only that, the Biden administration, they deny responsibility for these crises. And they forget about the factors like violence and economic instability in South and Central America that they try to blame for the culprit. But they forget that the president has still got it's like a push-pull factor where they dangle job opportunities, government benefits. These are our tax dollars that are giving these people money. You see what I'm saying? And the administration refuses to enforce existing immigration law. And they take every opportunity they can to aid and abet illegal border crossing. I personally witnessed it myself, U.S. funded, whatever you want to call it, vehicles picking up. These are U.S. immigration vehicles, Department of Homeland Security vehicles, picking up border crossers and taking them to centers to process them, turn them out to airports and bus stations, and throw them throughout the country. When these people should be put on a bus and put right on back to the country they came from, Mexico.
Yeah. I just want to get your opinion on this. I know in some locations that, and I've been told this by people around the country, in several locations, if an illegal border tried to break in my home and I properly disposed of such garbage, I would be the one in trouble. And there are locations literally in this country now, let's say if I'm walking down the street and an illegal border crosser, and also in Great Britain too, it's even worse in Great Britain, if an illegal, even two of them jump on you and you defeat them, you will go to prison, but the illegals will not. And they want to bring that and make that the law here in the United States, believe it or not. That is the law in Great Britain. If you are attacked by an illegal, let's say even your wife is attacked, you beat the attacker down. If he happens to be an illegal, you will get in trouble, because the law in Great Britain says you cannot harm illegals. And there are Democrats in this country that want to bring that here to the United States. I have a pretty good idea what you think about that, but have at it, sir.
Well, one of the things I also want to add to that, you're spot on that, the United States government is actually completing this human smuggling and trafficking process for the Mexican cartels. We're the ones that are helping this thing go on. Now, back to each state. So you got viewers that are all over the United States, and each state law is different. So how you handle an intruder is all the laws are, like if you're in Maryland, it's going to be different than if you're in Florida. here in Florida, it's going to be different than it is in Florida, in Michigan. And you have to look at all your laws of that state and look at the use of force standards on that. But I advise anybody who gets in any type of conflict to be careful, call 911, and don't try to take it on. Try to back out, use situational awareness, try to talk your way out of it, because you're right. These courts will hammer you. They will hammer you, and it's sad. It's sad. If someone breaks in, you got to call 911 and do whatever it takes by your state law. Again, I don't want someone calling yelling at Tony. By your state law, follow the laws regarding use of force of your state, because each state is different. You know what I mean, sir?
Yeah. Now, here's an irony for you. Just as you and I are speaking about what we have to do if we protect ourselves from these knuckle draggers, these international knuckle draggers, Uncle Joe Biden is pushing more gun control for Americans, for law-abiding Americans, just hours after Hunter is convicted on firearm charges. This is crazy stuff, man. These individuals, these blue individuals, these Smurfs are really getting on my nerves. What say you?
I love the Smurf comment. Ron, I'm trying not to laugh, but that Smurf is hilarious. No, you are right about that. And you got to start, you know, it comes with the voting process. Why are people keep voting in these people who don't realize what's going on? You've got to start at the county level, the city level. You got to start voting in the right type of people. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. You got to come to the realization that it's the American way of life that's crashing. People have to understand that you have a right to defend yourself. If you're sitting in your home and someone decides to break in and they want to rape or kill your family or even steal your possessions, now that's a different thing, because you can't shoot to kill or you can't defend like that against possessions. And unfortunately, it's better to retreat and call 911 to get the authorities on the way. But at any time, someone, they ingest to do physical harm or the harm of another, you know, those three topics I know in Michigan, you know, rape, arson, you've got great bodily harm, you've got, you know, things like that. Someone's trying to kill somebody directly. Those things you can use deadly force to put a stop to, but you can't for property, not in Michigan. And as a matter of fact, I don't know of any other state where you can do that. So you got to be careful when you're dealing with these type of idiots. And always use situational awareness.
Yeah, this is crazy. You know, and it's a shame, because if you can go to a library and you can look up old newspaper headlines going from the 1950s on back, and I'll never forget verbatim a newspaper article in particular. It was in Buffalo, New York. It was about an individual in Buffalo, New York, and there was a guy going after the hubcaps of his neighbor's car. He shot the guy in the backside, and you know, he was commended in the newspaper the next day. He was called a hero for protecting his neighbor's property. What happened? I know what happened during the bastardized rights movement, civil rights, which should never have occurred. What they should have done was fight for our constitutionally recognized rights, our unalienable rights. But, you know, civil rights came as a result of the communists taking over Martin Luther King's movement. And most people don't know that either. But, you know, this is a part of the bastardized rights movement, sir. We have a right to protect our property, too. Thou shalt not steal. What say you?
You know, you're spot on, but you got to remember, sir, in all states, you can use deadly force to defend yourself against death, serious bodily injury, rape or kidnapping, things of that, so serious crimes. But the key, as long as you fear and reasonable and the danger is imminent, and that's in all 50 states. You know what I mean? You know, for instance, you should be able to use deadly force against someone who's trying to burn down your home, since that threatens you with death or serious bodily injury. You know what I mean? You should be able to do the same against someone who's trying to burn down your business. Although there's limitations that involve with the duty to retreat in the minority of some states. That some states, you have to have a duty to retreat before you can even do deadly force. If I'm not mistaken, Maryland's one of them. You have to leave the scene and retreat. Even if someone's trying to stab you or kill you, you have to be able to show that you were leaving and trying to flee, and these people chased you down, which is crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy, and it's evil. Well, another thing that's evil is we're out of time, and I want to thank you for joining us again. And we're going to have you back, you know, on a regular basis because we enjoy your comments and your insights.
I got one quick thing.
Yeah.
In almost all 50 states, you cannot use deadly force to defend your property. The only exception is in Texas, where they allow use of deadly force when there's no other way to protect or recapture property, even in situations involving simple theft. And that is a Texas Penal Code 9.42, because I know some people are going to argue about it. McFadden versus the state of Texas in 2018. But other than that, I'll wrap up on that, sir.
Thank you so much. Well, we should at least be allowed to put buckshot in their backside in all 50 states. thanks, Tony, for joining us, and we look forward to our next visit.
Anytime, sir. Keep up all the great work, sir.
You too. You as well. I'm Ron Edwards. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
You're listening to the voice of reason, Ron Edwards, on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Yes, my fellow Americans, I think Heterosexual Month is a great idea. What say you? Let me know via EdwardsNotebook1@protonmail.com.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
The best defense is a great defense. Clean slate. TheRootBrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. TheRootBrand.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today and push those toxins away.
Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com to make your purchase.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's for U.S. Ron. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
In pursuit of life, liberty, and our inalienable right, the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Yeah, I like liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, of course. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience. You know, folks, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to share with you right now points straight to the heart of those that support individuals like Uncle Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Only 19% of Uncle Joe Biden voters say that society is better off if people make marriage and having children a priority. That's compared to 59% of President Trump supporters and 39% of registered voters overall. The results come amid a singleness and loneliness epidemic amongst young people, and as the United States continues to experience the lowest birth rate in over a century. The survey found modest differences between men and women as to whether a focus on marriage and children improves society. And the reason why these people think this way is because of what is called indoctrination. John Dewey got it right when he thought of this crap. Indoctrinating one generation after another against God, against family, against all the very fabric of society. Therefore, the society will unravel, and the people can then be trounced upon by government, both domestic and globally. What you've just heard is a result, long-term result, of the continued indoctrination of one young generation after another. And that is why it is very imperative, not only that President Trump be elected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that'll be great, but it is just as imperative, if not more so, that we reestablish our faith in God, reestablish the traditional family. I mean, if you want to live well in a good society, you have to have these things. You cannot have a great America again without God, without the true American family, meaning dad and mom and children, and yes, the family dog, and, you know, some goldfish or whatever on the side. But in all seriousness, folks, we have to get back to that. Because if you notice, as more and more people think the way the Biden type people think, what do you see? In the Biden White House, you see freaks. Even in so-called Christmas decorations, in the Biden White House, you saw freaks dancing about, prancing about, unnatural freakazoids, just darting about amongst the very ugly decorations, by the way. Yeah, my friends, we have to get back to what made America great in order for her to be great again. We just can't use that as a slogan, make America great again. You know, we have to get to the why and the how. In a joint statement, the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI said that over the last few days, ICE agents arrested several non-citizens pursuant to immigration authorities. The actions were carried out in close coordination with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. The individuals arrested are detained in ICE custody pending removal proceedings. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security will continue working around the clock with their partners to identify, investigate, and to disrupt potential threats to national security. At least that's what they say. Do you trust them? That is the question. Well, another person or individual who cannot be trusted, who should never, ever have been trusted, Nancy Pelosi. I just wish that I could show you this new video. You probably have seen it or heard about it. It was provided to House Republicans, reveals then Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, admitting responsibility for not having the National Guard to protect the Capitol building ahead of protests on January 6th of 2021. The footage, according to Politico, was shown in a video shot by the former speaker's daughter, documentarian Alexandra Pelosi, and recently provided to congressional investigators by HBO. It was never aired, nor did Alexandra Pelosi provide it to the January 6th committee when it was supposedly investigating the Capitol riot. If she had provided it, they would not have shown it anyway. Since January 6, 2021, Nancy Pelosi spent 3.5 years and nearly $20 million creating a narrative to blame Donald Trump, remember? Saying that he is responsible. He should take full responsibility. But the people that should take full responsibility, starting with Nasty Pelosi and other officials of that ilk, who knew darn well that they were not going to have the National Guard there. By the way, let's not forget, President Trump requested the National Guard, as did the Capitol Police. And she said, no, we're not going to do that. Not going to happen. And it didn't. And people suffered and are still suffering. The people that are really suffering, though, are the J6 victims who are still remaining in dirty, nasty, filthy, scummy gulags, American-style gulags. Yes, indeed. It's a shame, my friends. It is a shame. It is a sad commentary on our time. And this, and you know, they talk about, you know, I read these comments sometimes I get, and people are still celebrating about Donald Trump being indicted, this, that, and the other. They hope Orange Man goes to jail. Well, yet these same people ignore the real atrocities that are being foisted against we the people, whether it's illegal border crossers by the millions, whether it's unconstitutional taxes that are being levied against us on not only a federal level, but many states as well. If you have property taxes in your state, that is unconstitutional. And you should be appalled by this. And you should join efforts to get rid of the property taxes. Governments don't need it. I shared with you earlier a perfect example as to why a property taxes. In fact, they help cause deficits. Because the nature of government is to what? Spend, waste, and stomp on your rights. Spend, waste, stomp on your rights. In that order. But if they have less money to spend in a more prosperous society, guess what? And if the dollar at the same time were put back on a solid money system, you wouldn't need as many dollars to spend to take care of the roads and do the things that they're supposed to do. Okay? And by the way, they talk about these 15-minute cities. I love to go back into these old history books I have, and I look at pictures of old cities like Detroit, Cleveland, New York, and I look at all these transit systems that they had. You know, at one time, Detroit had 6 private sector transit companies running the great streets all over the city. Each one had a section of the city. And then when Mayor Woodward ran the game on the people and convinced them to vote for the government to take over transportation, public transportation, saying that the government could do it for less, which was a bald-faced lie. Immediately after the government took over, it went from a nickel to 10 cents, and they never looked back. And then the quality of public transportation has gone down in every American city, with the exception of New York and Chicago. That's it. Cleveland still has rail. Chicago has rail. Not many cities have rail, when most cities had rail all over their cities, all over their streets at one time. Trolleys. Anyway, my friends, now that I see that my time is up, thank you so much for your time.
That's all, folks.
To exit stage right.
And as we say at this time, every time, I thank you so much for being with me this day. And remember to pray for your family, your friends, your nation, and even your enemies, and to treat others the way you want to be treated. Never forget that, my friends. Always. Until next time, I'm Ron Edwards. Bye now.
I can show you how. I can show you how. To change your direction. Change your direction. To make a new connection to everyone. Let's lead the way. Everyone gives love and affection. 'Cause I